Call me crazy, folks, but I just don't think of Buddha as having been born. Call me raised Christian, I guess. But archaeologists have spent a few years now excavating a site in Nepal that is said to be Buddha's birthplace. And they now say they found evidence of a Buddhist shrine dating back to the 6th century BC. Does this move the timeline in the Buddha biography? Robin Cunningham has published his research and findings in the journal Antiquity. Cunningham is a professor of archaeology at Durham University in England. Welcome, Professor.
Thank you very much, John. Hello.
So are we moving the timeline? Is the 6th century before the Christian era, BCE, as they say, predate what we think we know about Buddha?
At the moment, there is no single accepted date for the life, the birth, or the death of the Buddha. There are different traditions which places his death date in the 400s, different traditions which push his birth back to the 8th century BC. And this is partly because the period when he was born was actually a period before writing. Therefore, oral traditions later were compiled, written down into textual sources. And all the debate and discussion about when the Buddha actually lived was based around textual sources. And very little archaeology had ever been focused. And that's what's really different about the new work that we've been doing at Lumbini that we've now published in Antiquity, because for the first time, we actually have some scientific dating for the first Buddhist shrines.
And the placement of this find that you've made actually puts it quite near a structure that came after it. So you get a sense of the timeline of the development of Buddhism itself.
Absolutely. The first shrine that we were working on, and the reason we were working there was assisting UNESCO and the government of Nepal undertake this conservation of the structure. And the brick structure, very close to the surface, actually inside the Temple of the Buddha's Birth, is linked to a pillar. And that pillar has an inscription. It was inscribed in about 250 BC, and it mentions both the Buddha by his name, and also it mentions the name of the site Lumbini. When we started to excavate into the very foundations of that 3rd century BC brick-built temple, we found underneath it, enshrined within its foundations, an earlier temple, also built of brick. When we excavated into the foundations of that earlier brick-built temple, we found below a structure built of timber. And it's the dating of charcoal and also soil samples from within that earliest timber structure at the site that actually gives us this 6th century BC date.
All right, we've got just a minute here. What do you speculate was the role that Buddha played? Is he a cult figure? Was he a political leader? Is there any sense that you'll find an actual, marker of a grave, that sort of thing?
So some things are beyond archaeology and will never actually identify the individual himself. But what we have is right at the beginning of Buddhism as a cult, we actually have a localized structure there, a localized shrine built around a tree. And we know later the veneration of the tree as a concept of the Buddha is very important. And indeed, he was, according to Buddhist tradition, born underneath the tree. So it gives us this unique glimpse into the very origins of Buddhism and also its shrine.
The roots of Buddhism and the tree itself. Robin Cunningham, Professor of Archaeology at Durham University in England. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.